The options are all there for the taking, as long as you open your eyes and you get clear on what you want. Very hard for you to get to where you want to if you haven't actually got that clarity. Listen, everyone, it is time to be the CEO of your own life. So what do I mean by that? Well, listen, when I work intensely with one-to-one clients of mine, very often they're so focused on their business, the roles that they hold in an organization, their careers, that they don't necessarily always think about their own life. Now, the reality is we need to start thinking differently. You need to start thinking differently if you're so concentrated on your business, your career, et cetera, but you're not really thinking about you holistically. So becoming the CEO of your own life, you know, is so important. You know, at the end of the day, you have the power to choose how you spend your time, what you want to achieve in life, where you want to go. You know, it's a bit like being the captain of your own ship. You decide where you're heading, where the destination is. You decide who's on that ship with you and the pace that you're going to go. So becoming the CEO of your own life is about stepping into your greatness. It's really about taking control, taking ownership, and really thinking big. You know, have a compelling vision, create the life that you deserve and you really want. You know, how often do you see, you know, people doing roles that they don't really enjoy? They're in jobs or running a business because it's what's expected of them. Maybe it's what their parents wanted for them, but they're not genuinely happy. I see this all the time. And, you know, it's such a shame because at the end of the day, we only have one life. So it's so, so important that we make it count. So I wanted to share with you this whole concept, really, of being the CEO of your own life. Now, you know, if you are watching this live on the feed, fantastic, great to see you. If you are maybe listening to this on Brave Bold Brilliant Podcast, again, amazing, but it will be fantastic if you would subscribe. And obviously, if you enjoy the podcast, please do leave me a 5-star review. It makes a massive difference to the reach, actually, and actually being able to, you know, speak to more people. You might be watching this on my YouTube channel, actually, Brave Bold Brilliant. And if you are, again, hit that subscribe button because it makes all the difference. But most importantly, I'm here to help you. I'm here to guide. I'm here to share my experience of 30 plus years in business, both as a corporate CEO and as an entrepreneur myself with a multi-million pound portfolio of businesses. But I don't say any of that to brag because, you know, I've got loads of things wrong in my life and I've made stacks of mistakes. I've failed at business deals. I haven't got promoted in certain roles. So I come from a very warts and all perspective, but I really feel passionately about being in control of your own life and proactively actually creating that life by design that you really deserve for yourself and for your loved ones. So if you are in a role at the moment, maybe you're in a business where you're running a department for somebody else or for another business, maybe you're a business owner yourself, or you might be a solopreneur. Whatever your situation is, you know, remember that what you do is not who you are. And I think that very often we mix up our identity with what we do and the lines can get quite blurred. And I appreciate that. I have certainly had times in my career where, you know, I've actually really put so much stock around the role I was doing that I didn't pay as much attention about me as a person. So I'm going to share with you some things that have really helped me that I think will help you as well. So grab a pen and paper if you haven't already. And this is all about how do you become the CEO of your own life, take control, be the captain of your ship, decide where you're going to go, decide who's on that journey with you and the pace of that journey. Is it a fast journey? Is it a slower, more relaxed journey? You are in control. And please do not leave your life to chance. Do not leave it to other people, because at the end of the day, it's your life and you decide how you want to spend it and the impact you want to have on this world. So I'm going to share with you some tips that will help get you going. The first thing to be the CEO of your own life, to be the captain of your ship, is you've got to get super clear on what you want. Have a compelling vision. You know, don't restrict yourself. Think bigger than you possibly can around what you want, what's important to you. There aren't any limits. So try to keep that broad. You know, when I work intensely with senior executives and business owners, very often, sometimes they're so focused on the business and the job and the next career move that they don't look holistically at their own life and what they really want. And I have definitely been guilty of that through my corporate career, in particular when I was at TUI and I would be traveling all over the world, you know, 60% of the time away in China or India or Russia. So, you know, I understand this and I get it myself. But if you give all of your attention just to that, very often what can happen is we lose sight of what we really want overall at a more macro level. So have a compelling vision for your life, what you actually want it to look like. And then the second point is break that down into all aspects. So, you know, within that, you will have things that you want to achieve maybe career-wise or for your business. But what about your lifestyle? What about your well-being? What about your fitness? What about your philanthropy, maybe, if you want to give back? And also, you know, around the people that you want to have in your life. So take a very holistic look and don't constrain yourself. You know, I was on a mentoring call quite recently with one of my fantastic clients who's in the executive world. And we had a conversation around what the next career move would be. And that particular individual says, well, you know, I see it as X, but I don't see it as being that big, big next role at the top of the organization. And I said to that person, well, why not? You know, it's different if you don't want that, but actually don't constrain yourself. Don't think it's not possible because it absolutely can be if that's something you want. So make it compelling, make it relevant for you and break it down into those key areas. I actually have a yearly goal planner that I use. Now, this is more big picture stuff that we're talking about on this particular topic, but nonetheless, on that goal planner that I use myself, I don't just have my business and career aspirations. I have goals in there around fitness, well-being, networking, financial investments, etc. So it's very, very comprehensive. If you want a copy of that, please do just send me a message. I can get that over to you. And then it might be useful for you to use as well. So cover all aspects of your life. Don't just think about the job and the business. Think about what you want to be, the person you want to become, come on this amazing journey that is your life. Then the third thing is, you know, you've got to really look after your well-being. Now, when we're busy and we're ambitious and we've got a lot going on in our lives, very often our own self-care can come at the back end of everything else. And that's the worst thing you can do. Now, very often I see people saying, well, you know, it's selfish of me to make time for myself. Well, it is the absolute opposite. So if you want to be the CEO of your own life, you have to be in the best shape possible. Otherwise, how can you be great for your teams, your loved ones, you know, your investors, whoever may be the key people in your life? If you are not in good shape, physically, mentally, and for your well-being, then you cannot deliver. And you are doing actually everyone else a disservice. So to not put the time in for self-care is actually selfish, but it is the opposite. You know, when you put time into yourself, that's the most selfless thing you can do actually for everyone around you. So, you know, CEO of your own life, carve out time for you to focus on you and your well-being. Right. The next thing is belief, right? You have to believe this stuff. It's no good having this compelling vision if you don't really buy into it and you're just kidding yourself. So you've got to believe in yourself. And, you know, some of the tools that I use every single day, mind, I have to constantly work on my self-belief. But I will use tools like visualization. I will say out loud affirmations of, you know, what I actually want and what I'm going to achieve either that day or long over a longer time period, you know. So then you make it so real in your mind, you're speaking to your subconscious mind, that it actually really, you know, it's done. The deal is done. That is your life. And the more you do that, I know for some people listening, you might think, oh, that's all a bit woo-woo. But honestly, this stuff really does work. So when you're working on your self-belief, you can use all of these techniques that can hugely help you going forward. So really focus on as well your well-being, but also that self-belief. The next thing I would say is have a plan. You know, take action every single day that is going to move you forward to that compelling vision. Remember, you are the CEO of your own life. You choose. You're in control. And, you know, so often I hear people blaming other people, or, oh, I'm not where I want to be because of the economy or the global situation, or because someone else got promoted, or this person let me down, whatever it may be. But, you know, you've got to own it. Own your own shit, right? It's your life. You're responsible for where you are today, and you're also responsible for where you will be in the future. But you've got to have a plan and take action every single day, even if it's baby steps. You know, be tenacious. That's my next point. Be absolutely tenacious. If you improve in a certain area 1% every day, just 1% better or faster or cheaper or more effective or commercially better, 1%, by the end of the year, you will be 37 times better. That's incremental gains, right? So we're not talking about splitting the atom, but if you want to be the CEO of your own life and take control and have that compelling vision, you've got to take action, but be tenacious. And sometimes it might be, you know, two steps backward, one step forward. That's fine. You know, it's still progress. And I think when we're as human beings, I think when we're at our happiness, it's when we're feeling we're making progress, we're moving forward, even baby steps. So absolutely be tenacious about your action. Be very conscious about what you're saying yes to, and therefore, by definition, what you're saying no to. And then the final point I wanted to mention was really pay attention to who you're spending time with. You know, I think there's research that's been done that says something like we become the average of the 5 people we spend the most time with, or the 10 people we spend the most time with. And I think there's a lot to be said for that, actually. You know, and you may have people in your life that actually don't get what you're all about. They don't understand where you're heading. They don't understand your vision. And that's okay. Or they might be, you know, concerned about you. They might be coming from a really good place and actually be quite risk averse themselves, that maybe put you off your flow, put you off your track, put doubt in your mind. Or you just might have some people that are fundamentally quite jealous of what you're doing. And maybe it's holding a mirror up to their own lives and what they have and what they haven't got going on. You know, so be very, very conscious about who you spend time with. You know, ignore the naysayers. All those people that go, oh, should you be doing that right now? Or, oh, why are you leaving a great job to go out on your own and start your own business? You know, I had a lot of that. Or, you know, so very often, most of the time, in fact, that says more about them as individuals than actually what you're doing. So be very, very careful, be very conscious. And sometimes we have to make quite radical decisions about the people we have in our lives. It might be people that are close to you. It could be family and friends that you've known for many years. Or it might just be that, you know, you don't have to cut people out necessarily, but you do need to reduce the amount of time. You know, we have friends that just don't really understand where we're heading and what we're all about. And that's okay. You know, that's fine. They're on a different journey. So there are certain topics. They're still our friends. We still see them. You know, but there are certain topics that we just choose not to talk about because we don't want that negativity or that doubt put in our minds. Now, that's not to say that you don't take opinions from people that can really support you and also not and call you out for your bullshit, right? But just be very selective, you know, about who you've got, what energy you have in your life, both that you create yourself, but can also be on the receiving end of. So listen, I hope this has been helpful. I'm really passionate about this. Yeah, it's not think small. You all have greatness within you, and being the CEO of your own life, you know, it means looking at that big picture. It means wanting the best for you, your loved ones, not only just from a career point of view or from a business point of view, but holistically. You know, think about those big questions. You know, what do you want your legacy to be? What do you want written on your gravestone? Do you want to be working in a role, even if you love your job? You know, do you want to be still in that job in 15 years time, in 5 years time, in 10 years time, whatever it may be? Or do you want to branch out and do something totally new? So the options are all there for the taking, as long as you open your eyes and you get clear on what you want. But very hard for you to get to where you want to if you haven't actually got that clarity. So I would encourage you to be selfish think about what you want, and then take tenacious action towards it every single day. So listen, whatever you want to do in life, you can achieve. There are no limits, genuinely. And it is by being brave and bold that you're going to unlock your brilliant. I genuinely believe that. So I hope this is helpful. If we're not connected, let's get connected. Please do subscribe to the podcast and the YouTube channel, Brave, Bold, Brilliant. We've got a new website as well coming out soon. So watch the space on that. Loads of resources on there for you, because I genuinely want you to step into your greatness, be the best version of you, and live the life that you truly deserve, a life by design, as you are the CEO of your own life, captain of your own ship. So take care, everyone. Have an amazing rest of the day. And just remember, be brave, be bold, and be absolutely brilliant.
I really hope you've enjoyed Brave, Bold, Brilliant. Don't forget to subscribe and share with all your friends. And if you've enjoyed listening, I'd love it if you'd leave me a 5-star review.